Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
What is the end game? What is the end game? The end game has been initiated. I intend to start taking your phone calls when we come back in the next segment. I'm going to hit some of the top stories as well. And then Rob Dew has put together an extremely powerful presentation that we're going to premiere in the last segment of this hour. I'm just going to leave it at that, and we'll continue with calls into the next hour. Andrew Torba of Gab is going to be popping in for a couple segments, and then we will continue into the fourth hour with your phone calls here today. The end game has been initiated. This is a special report. It's an audio report for radio listeners, a TV report for, obviously, folks viewing us. But we will post this to band.video and infowars.com in the next few minutes. Here it is. The end game has been initiated.
For more than two decades, I have analyzed the architecture of the globalist system, who runs it, how it operates, what its goals are, what makes it tick. And so we knew that the heart of it was a worldwide medical dictatorship, because that's true power over populations, is who can have children, what type of drugs and medicines you can take, what type of inoculations you're forced to take. Authoritarians of the last 200 years really began to notice that armies invading or taking over get resisted. But if you can do it through the cover of medical necessity, and if you can pose as the guardian of civilization and society, then you can really stampede people into doing whatever you want. And again, for 26 years studying the whole globalist system, Bill Gates and the big foundations he represents have been at the heart of this entire dehumanization operation. And so it's with very heavy heart that I realized that I just have to trust in God and turn over to God at this point, because the last 2 months with the lockdown and them rolling out the plan exactly as we predicted they would confirms to me that they're going to execute the next phases of their plan. So they're coming with forced inoculations next year. They're coming to not let you travel or have a job or live unless you don't just submit the COVID-19 vaccine and the Trojan horse nanotech they admit they're going to put in. But they're also coming with all of these other so-called vaccines that actually go in and attack different parts of the brain and actually destroy parts of the brain associated with spiritual connections and deep emotions and higher levels of brainwaves. They call these anti-stress vaccines, anti-drug vaccines. They've had it for more than 20 years. They've been experimenting on them with mental patients and the military and others. And it is so draconian. So when they call something a vaccine, it's not the classic learned immunity like a 500-year-old smallpox vaccination that still had side effects and was dangerous, but in many cases did give people learned immunity when they were healthy instead of getting sick when they were run down, which had a higher chance of morbidity. That's all real science. It's still Russian roulette, very, very dangerous. But now to have Bill Gates out in the open announcing world government, announcing a digital ink that will be in the vaccine, this is official. ID 2020 and other systems to be connected to your bank accounts so that it'll be the new global currency. It's just a giant leap forward into this control system. So I've been down on air. I know listeners have been pretty upset and bummed out. But the good news is this shows Revelations is true. It shows God is real. It shows prophecy is real. And in my experience studying the New World Order, they are Satanists. They believe in the devil. So many people say, oh, that's the Jewish God or that's the Christian God and that's just your cosmology. You know, the Chinese don't have that, or this group doesn't believe that. Well, actually, ladies and gentlemen, if you study every ancient culture, they believe in evil. They believe in evil spirits. They believe in good. The Native Americans did. Every culture did. And these are all ways that ancient cultures were able to, you know, basically look at what they saw unfolding in the world and give us some type of meaning. But regardless, whether you believe the spiritual world or not, the globalists are manifesting it. They're pushing these archetypes, and they believe it, and they're actually building it. So whether you believe in Jesus Christ and the God of the Bible and Revelations or not, this system is being built and is anti-human. They're not trying to make us take microchips to all live in Kumbaya heaven. They're doing it to literally remove us out of the world, dehumanize us, and then build a post-human planet. So this is wake up and say no or be destroyed forever. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you for watching.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crisis going on, get your storable food now.
Broadcasting worldwide in the most dire times this planet has ever faced. World government, like a Klingon warship, uncloaked in the last 2 months, and is firing on us. You want to use a cheesy Star Trek analogy. Just boom. Door closes. It's here. And people are calling me on the street. They're running up, freaking out, apologizing. They're like, it's on the news, implantable chips, world government. They're having pedophiles come to people's houses. World government's being announced. Forced inoculations. Jones, how did you know it? How did I know it? They've been programming everybody in the media and the culture for decades, and they've got all the patents, and they've got the preparations, and they tried to hire my dad when he was in high school because he was top of his class. They hire everybody that's top of the class or try. The public has been so incredibly naive about everything. Well, I didn't grow up being naive. I didn't even realize growing up that I was around people that actually knew how stuff worked. I just thought everybody knew how stuff worked. Oh, yeah, wait till what I get to. In the last segment of this hour, let's not get to this yet. Let's save that. I want to go to your phone calls. I want to go to a lot of them. I don't want to make you wait. And I've got all this news to cover, but let me just restate the basics. They debate whether 8 to 12 million people, it varies, die of starvation every year. And now the UN's reporting 30 million are going to starve to death. That's 20 million more in the next 12 months under this. That's official put out press release from the United Nations. The very group orchestrating and running the shutdown of the world that causes the chain reaction, where over 2 billion people make less than $1 a day. Hell, a bunch of them make like $1 a week. And most of their money goes for food. Their children are barefoot. And the left's like, well, there are too many people, let them die. Okay, but then you care about everybody here, and we've all got to wear masks so no old people die? Yeah, right. You're sick death cult that loves killing people. And I got news for people that are selfish and think they get ahead like that. You're going to be the first when stuff collapses to go. In fact, the left statistically has 7 to 8 to 9 times, depending on the study, mental illness, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times more likely to steal. You normally have 3 times the debt of a Christian or a conservative or a libertarian. You're physically ugly in all the studies because you're evil trash. And you know, I don't say that to be mean. You chose to resonate with evil. And so you've been turned into a biological android, a worthless piece of trash. And so, of course, you project onto us that we're a worthless piece of trash, or some little kid starving in Africa or Latin America or Asia doesn't deserve a future when you cut their economy off on purpose in the name of saving people's lives, and it causes 10,000 times the death. You will never metaphysically get away with that. God hates your guts. And boy, you think your God Satan's powerful. That's just because you don't have any connection to God. If you knew how the universe really worked, you'd be scared. I'm scared just thinking about what you've done. People ask how I'm not afraid of the New World Order or all the stuff they're doing. Because I'm afraid of God. And that's not like God's intimidating me. I've got in God's presence. And let me tell you, that'll get you straight real quick. So, this is it. We weren't just going to abort babies and devil worship and have pedophile story time and just sail off into the pedophile sunset. We're sailing off the edge of a damn cliff right now. Now, I was going to get to this at the start of the show, but I'm going to just go to phone calls and I'm going to hit this at the bottom of the hour. But guess what I have right here from Bloomberg? Global financial recess, global financial reset, both, worldwide bankruptcy, starting with the states. And you know what that means? You ain't getting your pension funds, public employees, you dumb leftist morons. You took the bait. You said stay home. You stalled the economy, and all the numbers show it can't be reversed. And so now, you're getting ready to go bankrupt. And McConnell is only bringing this out now because they've been talking to the Justice Department, and they're saying, do you really want to lose your pension funds, leftist? Because you're the idiot schmucks that have hijacked the economy and are doing this to punish Americans for wanting to be prosperous and wanting to not lose a trade war with China and not wanting to get on our knees in front of the globalist ding-dong, not wanting to, you know, let them have their way with us, not let them spiritually rape us. Because that's what this is really all about. Let me tell you. Satan wants to rape you and destroy your free will. God wants to love you. And McConnell's coming out saying this because we maybe have 2 weeks to turn this around before it's irrevocable and all your pension funds are worthless in California and Michigan. It's all the blue states that are going to go down the toilet. The red states are smart. And McConnell's like, you're going to go bankrupt. That's better than us bailing you out. He's letting the Democrats know you're not getting a fiat bailout on the red states, paying for your blue state idiocy, trying to sink the country. You're going to go bankrupt. You're going to lose your pension funds because we're all going to lose them in about 2-3 weeks. We're over the edge of the cliff, and it's bye-bye time. See, I said I'd hit it at the bottom of the hour. I'm already hitting it. God almighty. You know, when I got up here about 2 months ago and the lockdown started, and I said we could maybe go a month and a half, 2 months, and then you're going to hear about global bankruptcy. That's in the other articles. And you're going to hear about having like half of your pension fund knocked out up front, and then a few years later they'll take the next half. And this damn virus is meant to kill your ass so they don't have to pay for the pension funds. I mean, that's what this is. So McConnell just is saying, hey, you know what, your pension funds, all this wear your mask and get all into it and have fun and play along with the New World Order and have the fun theater garbage. You're going to lose everything you've got. And the leftists have no memory. So when this all goes to hell in a handbasket, they'll point at those of us that warned them and say, we're bad. Because we don't take the microchip and the new digital currency that'll save things next year. This is it. Bringing us down to the ground. Bankrupting us, so we'll submit to their total takeover and their ridiculous dog training. Now let's play the John Roberts video that keeps people waking up. It's going viral everywhere. which is confirmed to be real. It's in the damn health department. The numbers are real. That less than 1%, 16% of 1% are dying in L.A. County. And here he is saying you can take your damn mask off in the White House briefing room.
Hey. All right, man.
Where do you go, baby?
If you take out the mask, the case fatality rate's like 0.1 to 0.3 according to
the U.S. Is it really? That's reassuring.
USC.
Everybody here's been vaccinated anyway.
USC and L.A. County Public Health come out with a study. They found that there are 7,000 cases in California, but they really believe that there are anywhere from 221,000 to 442,000 people who were infected.
Really?
Yeah.
So that makes it 0.1, 2.3. Yeah. Is a study you came out with?
Yeah, just give it to them. So it suggests the patient salary is 10.
Wow.
Puts it right in line with the 3.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was a hoax.
I don't think it was a hoax.
No, it's not a hoax, because if you look at a whole field of clover, there's probably 2 or 3 four-leaf clovers in there. And you say, hey, that field's got four-leaf clovers in it. It's not a hoax to say they're there. It's just super rare. So the virus isn't a hoax. It's just like a four-leaf clover that gave Bill Gates control the whole planet in your life.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did. And I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Report that COVID-19 is the perfect storm for global reset, and now it's being announced. Blue states are going to have all their pension funds taken, if you're county, city, or state folks. And that was the plan for everybody, and well, you get what you want. So you want to destroy America and have a depression like Bill Maher talked about? Okay. Well, you guys are the most leveraged out, so it's going to hit you hardest, but that's why they call you dumbasses. That's why they call you Satanists. You just don't understand the good sense the Lord gave you. Let's just do this, though. Let's start going to your phone calls as promised. Don, Dave, Kenny, Tricia, Patrick, Steve, Jesse, Tammy, and many others. Tammy in California, where they got you positioned for total collapse. What is your take on all this?
Yeah, hi, Alex. Gavin just put something out yesterday in California. He's announcing his new plan to gently introduce California to socialism. He's not reopening the state, but he has launched a website for every healthy Californian to volunteer and says he wants to grow an army to do all the work needed for free.
Well, that's right, because you're not essential at your regular job or your regular shop or the little restaurant you have or your dog grooming thing. Or you maybe do people's lashes, or maybe you do gardening, or maybe you write books. But you're going to be, I saw that, you're going to be essential, though, under the psychopath governor.
Exactly. Exactly.
In fact, I meant to cover that. It's in my stack, but I won't be able to probably find it. There's so many articles. But you guys, Gavin Newsom launches volunteer force to put California back to work. I saw that last night. So, but again, you could only work for him because he's essential. You like how that works?
No, because you know what? We didn't vote for Gavin Newsom. When we went to bed that night, Cox was in the lead. There are several screen captures of the television.
Oh,
screen.
There's no election fraud in blue states. No, it's true. Blue states never go back because of total fraud. Yeah.
So, yeah, the website that he has launched is called Californians for All. Isn't that nice and
funny? Oh, you work for free as a slave. Yeah. Californians for All.
Not for this miscreant, I don't.
So is that californiansforall.com or .gov or .state?
It says californiavolunteers.ca.gov.
Yeah, there it is. Oh, forced labor. Because you know in the future, like North Korea or Venezuela, you're going to have to go out and do your days of work. A lot of times at private companies, like you're a prisoner, we're all trustees now. But if we do a good job, we can leave our houses and have our little card and go, I'm essential. I'm essential.
Oh, and they want us to give blood. I wouldn't allow anybody in the state of California to stick a needle in my
arm. Oh, you know, California and Arkansas, run by Democrats at the time, are famous. They get your blood and then sell it and make money personally. The Clintons made over $50 million on prisoners' blood with HIV.
I believe it.
I remember California passed the law. You can give people HIV now. Isn't that liberal?
Oh, yes, that's true. That's true.
That's liberal.
Blood,
and the same senators.
No recourse to sue.
And the senators trying to pass a law that pedophilia is legal as long as it's same sex.
That doesn't surprise me.
Same guy. You didn't see that? I'm not kidding. It's crazy.
I didn't see that. There's so many lawless laws that are passed in California. I disregard them because they go against the Constitution. So I'm sure a lot of the gun owners here in California disregard all the gun laws they've supposedly passed because they go against the Constitution of the United States of America. So that
you're right, ma'am. God bless you. We're all in this together. What do you make of the incredible footage of the hot mic? People don't care that L.A. County, 600-something dead out of 400,000 that have it, showing it's less than 1%, like we said, 16% of 1%. I mean, we're talking ultra-low. But nobody cares about the actual statistic from the county. They just are freaking out that behind the scenes, the media knows it's a hoax. She's gone. Wanted to get her take on that because that is so massive. That's the clip when you go in a store and they're saying, wear your mask, wear your mask. You just show them that and say, you're an idiot. Because next it'll be, take your shot. Take your shot. They're coming for your pension funds. But you don't care. You're a leftist. You want to lose them. You like it. As long as America collapses, you love it. Let's talk to Dave in North Carolina, where the bioweapon virus originally was sold by Obama and Fauci to the Chi-Coms. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Alex, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. The major thing that I want to talk about is messaging and how the media is using messaging for behavior control and always have.
And I've got an example right here. It's like, deaths way down in Michigan, but people think it's the end of the world. They're just hyping the living hell out of everything.
Right, exactly. And that's when you own the messaging, you own the behavior. And you can get whatever behavior that you want. And unfortunately, what's happened is that with alternative media sources, people like you and others that are out there, citizen journalists, Owen Schroyer, David Knight, that are out there speaking the truth, the problem is the media has been caught. And they've been lying to us for decades about everything.
And so now they're bringing on the big mega hoax of this to get rid of our speech, everything. I mean, notice that Facebook and Google and Twitter are banning anyone that organizes a protest against this. You're being called obsolete, non-essential. You're being told they're about to bankrupt everything. And then if you try to protest, a liberal from Harvard, Zuckerberg, goes, sorry, you don't have speech because I'm a liberal.
Exactly, and that's what they're trying. I mean, look at the education system that we have and the way that our kids come out of school absolutely ignorant of anything. They can't tell you what anything in the preamble of the Constitution. They can't tell you what Article 1, 2, and 3 represent. They can't even name off the constitutional amendments. And then they go off to college, and they're taught some garbage. And constantly are...
Oh, you just said it. Notice they have lockdowns at colleges and days that white people can't be there and distancing and you know, all this neuroses. This is how they're launching into our daily lives, where we all enforce on each other to wear the mask 6 feet apart, can't bring your kid in the store, and the next is take your vaccine. Go to your work brigade. Do what you have to now to get things going, to prove you're part of the team. These people are morons. They've forgotten history. They've learned to hate America. And so now all their prosperity is going to be sucked out of them. But because they have no memory, because they're not conscious, a lot of them don't have souls now. They've lost them. They're just robots and don't care. As long as they feel like they're winning while they schmuck off the edge of a cliff. I appreciate your call, Dave. And all these folks that think they're going to protect themselves by going along with the system and getting more money and running to New Zealand. I remember, as I told you 15 years ago, all the big Hollywood money was saying, we're done with movies. We don't care about the money. We're all running because there's going to be a bioweapon release to kill everybody on the planet. And we're all building bunkers in New Zealand. And now it's in the news that's the case. This is only the test bioweapon. The real ones are coming. Once you learn to lock down properly, they're going to hit you with drone-delivered bioweapons, and you're all dead. Remember, I don't say something unless I mean it. Going along with this is certain death for you and your family. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food.
most folks who never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, then BoerStore.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
They said, oh, when it gets bad and 3 million people die in the United States, we're going to stop resuscitating people that have heart attacks, whether they be 50 years old or 80 years old, because we need the hospital space. Well, now they admit that the hospitals are 3 times emptier than they've ever been in the last 50 years. The National Health Service reports they're 4 times more empty than ever. Empty. But now when you have a heart attack, just like Venezuela, they don't resuscitate you because that's non-essential and you're non-essential. When I was looking the numbers up, we had a guest on talking about this, and I didn't even know this. You get four, in fact, I even pulled the article up a few nights ago when David Icke said it. I didn't know that. The feds give a hospital, if someone doesn't have coverage, $4,000 for pneumonia, $40,000 for COVID-19. So they can say, you know, a kitchen sink or a roll of toilet paper has got COVID-19. It's just a giant hoax. The virus is man-made. It mutates. It goes after testicles. And it kills old people. But it's really novel because it's been engineered so the NIH and the Chi-Coms can own it and own the response to it. New York Post. New York issues do not resuscitate guidelines for cardiac patients amid coronavirus. Yep. So there you go. Death panels, folks. Bye-bye. And we're not going to take care of the old people or anybody else. Everybody has to die now. Like the 30 million people the UN says are starving to death now because of the lockdown. That's okay. 30 million are cool. Because it's so fun to wear a mask and act all avant-garde. And, oh, we're all doing this together. We're all heroes. And the medical workers are such heroes. Well, yeah. I think emergency room workers and people that are technicians, paramedics on the ambulances have got one of the hardest jobs you can have. I've had friends that are or were paramedics. They have the highest level of PTSD I've ever seen. I mean, the stories they tell, I mean, dead kids, kids dead that ate their dad's cocaine, kids eaten by pit bulls, the worst things, little kids. I've seen war footage that we never put on air, but nobody puts it on air. Kids' arms and legs blown off, lower mandibles blown off, going, my, and there's no lower, my tongue's all like a Colombian necktie, little girl's going, oh. I mean, I made myself watch like 5 minutes of it once, and I had nightmares about it today. So, I get there are a lot of amazing medical workers, and I'm out here virtue signaling, you know, kissing your ass with this fake counterfeit currency of caring. I get they're badasses. I mean, long-term cops that are in big cities and in areas, I mean, they see some stuff. You can be the toughest guy around. You see, especially kids smashed up in cars. I've seen a few car wrecks where people had their heads cut off and arms cut off, and I help people. They're like, help me. Oh, my arm's like spewing blood on you. And, you know, you handle it at the time, and you go home and sleep for 2 days. I get it. I've only seen a few things like that. It traumatized me. But I got family that are nurses or doctors. They're drinking vodka and having sex and watching pornos and Netflix, okay? And I was told by separate people that, yeah, well, we're having a party. I go, what are you doing? Well, what do you think? The nurses and the doctors are having a good time. What are you doing? Well, what do you think we're doing? Watching porn and Netflix? Yeah. I got to talk to family. They go, yeah, I'm watching porn and drinking vodka. And I was like, oh, you're having a party? What's going on? Well, there's nobody here. We're just, what do you think we're doing? You're banging the nurses. I mean, this is a family show. I'm just telling you, there's nobody in the damn hospitals. They're in there having orgies, ladies and gentlemen. So, I'm not going to sit here and play along with this crap. I said get storable food, and I said get prepared, and I said do all that because they're going to bring down the economy and things are insane, and I believe if I was them, and I hate to give them ideas, but I've studied them so long that they're not getting them from me. I've studied them. It's the other way around. It's not, they're not getting it from me. I just don't know how I call it so dead on. They've got mutagenic viruses that show up as a cold bug. And if you want to have a tailored cold bug, a coronavirus, it's just the most common thing there is, folks, that you use a bioweapon, you can release strains of it that only mutate and only replicate enough times to kill somebody. And that's how you have these micro areas. Because they don't want to release a bioweapon that keeps raging. You release one genetically engineered with DNA control. Now, they have control, folks. How many times it'll mutate, what it'll do, 30, 40, 50 steps out. I mean, they've got control now. These are nanotech. These aren't your granddaddy, your grandma, your daddy, or mama's viruses. And they could tailor bioweapons that aren't just race specific. They can tailor them to an individual, though they'd have to have your blood and a bunch of tests. It would be expensive, but that's why they want everybody's DNA. It's all in the DNA. And now they've got DNA vaccines that are not RNA for the virus. It's for your body. Now, that's so dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, live viruses are hell enough on you and cause massive cancer and infertility and autoimmune diseases off the chart with Gardasil and things like this. This isn't a live virus cupcake. This is a DNA injection. And as they've reported, some of these vaccines have the whole human genome in them. So, yeah, this is a nightmare scenario from hell. But, hey, at least all the sneaking around's over. The New World Order is out in the open. They're going to send pedophiles convicted to your school to bounce your kid on their knee. They're going to track you with drones. They're going to forcibly inject you. They're going to make your job obsolete and put you in forced labor brigades. It's all being announced. Because Thomas Jefferson was asked once in a letter by a member of the Virginia legislature, the Commonwealth, what is the limit of tyranny man will accept? And he said, is the limit to which you will accept. Tyrants will always override the next tyrant. There's no limit to the black hole. So you think about that. We're going to go to break. I said I'd get to Rob do his big piece. I'm really excited about Torba coming on. Let's push him back to 15 after. He'll understand. I'll premiere that second segment and then get to Torba and his big news from Gab. And then we'll continue. But I want to go to your phone calls next segment, the next, and then we'll get to that report. And then make you see this. But I've got like six or seven reports we haven't premiered yet that they're all just, I mean, you know about science. I mean, if you went and saw a science fiction movie 5 years ago with this stuff in it, you'd be scared. Like, God, this is a scary movie. But since it's happening in the real world, there's this cognitive dissonance. It's crazy. Also, we're funded by viewers and listeners like you. The globalists are trying to shut us down. I want to stay in the fight. Plus, we got great products you need. I want to thank you all for your support. Supernova Vitality sold out for months. It's amazing. It's back in stock, 35% off. Emrex Essentials hand sanitizer, because you always need to do that anyways, that has the essential oils in it that are organic. Nobody else has got that. Folks love these. Those are 50% off when you get the combo pack. InfoWars Line protein bars are excellent. Those are selling out, but I'm still doing 40% off. 8-pack power stack. The tri-iodine, 60% off. DNA Force, 50% off. Living Defense, so important, 40% off. Limited edition InfoWars COVID masks, when they make you wear them in certain areas, to get the word out with InfoWars.com on them. VasoBeach, so good for your heart and vascular system and everything else. That's 40% off. It's got the nitrous oxide. It's a beet extract. It's one of the strongest out there. A real red pill, real red pill plus with the zinc and everything else you need. So important. Ultra 12, 40% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off. That's good for the kids, too. Winter Sun Plus with the vitamin D3 and vitamin K. Essential. I have that right now. Alexa Pure Breeze, 30% off. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric, 40% off. Turbo Force, 40% off. Turbo Food now available again, but they may pause orders again to get the orders out. So get your orders in while you can for the Great Depression the globalists are engineering. Because the total stock market crash is set for about a month from now unless we avert it in the put options. The put options have got it set to go down about May 22nd.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Right now, there is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people.
They came in peace.
Go out on Pennsylvania Avenue like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
Tell you what you announced yesterday, the economy never opens again. And you take inoculations and drones watch you. You've got a medical ID and a chip under the skin. Ha ha ha! And all of a sudden, the trap clinks shut, and you're inside the New World Order. And again, everybody's freaking out. I see it all over the internet. The emails pour in. It's like, Jones, how did you predict it? It's incredible. Don't you feel vindicated? It'd be like if I had binoculars, and I lived in, say, Colorado, and a giant forest fire was over the hill, and I was able to see it because I had a high house, and I told my neighbors, who I guess weren't watching TV, hey, a big fire is coming. It'll be here probably about 2 a.m. You know, it's like 9 p.m. at night. They're like, oh, whatever. And then now the fire's burned everybody's houses down and killed my neighbors. And I'm 20 miles away in the next town hearing about it. They're like, are you feeling pretty good right now, man? You must be walking on clouds right now. No. I am completely freaked out. Because, you know, I always said I'm doubling down on evil and I'm having children and we're gonna win this thing. But for the first time in my life, I'm not guilty I have children, but it's like, man, I better bust my butt right now to turn this around and you better too, because this is bad. It's exactly the attack pattern we thought they'd launch from the research. It's their best move. And then it comes out that it's killing 1/16 of 1% in the LA own numbers. And let's say that goes up to 0.5% or whatever. That's like a bad flu. And it's killing what the flu would kill, old people. This whole thing is insane. And now they're saying the states are all going to go bankrupt. Mitch McConnell is. It's just out of control. Let's go to your phone calls. Who's been holding the longest here? That would be Kenny. Kenny, you're on the air from Ohio. Welcome, sir.
Hey, happy Earth Day, Alex.
Oh, which means anti-human day? Yeah, the Pope's saying we all deserve this right now.
Yes, sir. Hey, couple things here. One, with oil being so low and AOC's happy and, you know, content, where do you see this coming? I mean, are we going to make it back? Can we come back? Personally, I don't think we could come back from this. I think we're done. But the good news is the Earth is healing.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're the problem. You know, humans are bad. We deserve to starve and die. But we got to lock everything down to save every human, even though it's starving. 30 million people are set to die, the UN says. So they're like, give us more money. They'll keep that and then make sure everybody dies. I mean, how sick is that? But you just said it. And what's crazy is the Democrat states and counties and cities are the ones that are going to go bankrupt, and they love it. They love the needles, the feces, the collapsing, because they think there's always another bailout coming. What's going to happen when the average snot-nosed leftist learns the lockdown never ends and they never get a bailout?
They'll never learn. We see that happening every day with people being brainwashed by what's going on with this virus right now. Everybody's scared. People are keeping themselves locked down, wearing their nice little masks. But yet, meanwhile, doctors and nurses are on TikTok dancing, having good times in hospitals. I don't think it's right.
Well, I talked to some family that works in the biggest VA hospital, one of the biggest in the country. I'll just leave it at that. And she said we had one old guy that had it. He's fine. They locked everything down. And basically everybody's drinking and partying. But, oh, we're all still victims. And my wife's reading me these text messages, and I'm just like, this is ridiculous. So then I talked to some other family that works in a big hospital, and he's a doctor, and he was just like, no, it's like Animal House. And I said, yeah, so drinking, partying, the nurses, the doctors are, one of the most, let's just say, loose groups is doctors and nurses. It's like talk about a porn movie, folks. I mean, people know about medical stuff. That's what goes on in these hospitals. And so it is just party time. And it's like, oh, they're so tough. They're so incredible. Most of these hospitals are doing elective surgeries, and it's still a tough job when you've got a lot of work to do. They're all happy because there's nobody in there. I mean, it's just the hoax of hoaxes. But that's why the medical workers are coming out saying to the people, saying, open things up, going, how dare you? We're not opening up. There's a party going down inside. If the house is a-rocking, don't come a-knocking. Come on in. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call, Kenny. Who's up next here? Trish in Michigan. Trish, welcome to the airwaves.
Hello. Can you hear me okay, Alex?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Well, I would just like to say I'm glad to be part of this war we're in. We're in a spiritual war for sure, and I buy many of your products, love them. I even stocked up on some, have some storable food, and when it comes time to crack into them, it's not going to matter if they how good or how bad they are. It's better than nothing, and I have the Alexa Pure Pro.
Well, let me just interrupt you, because that's my famous mainstay, and I apologize. Yeah, it's about getting in the mindset of a garden, the mindset of getting together with family and having 5 acres in the middle of nowhere that's cheap. Just we've got to start realizing it's probably all going to go down. If not now, later. Their goal is to collapse it on purpose, and they're collapsing the poor third world, and no one's even talking about these people. I mean, this is scary, man. If they can kill them, you know, we have empathy. It's programmed into us where we feel, and we feel like we care about them, but that's because it could be us next. You see what I'm saying?
I would like to say thank you for being steadfast in the faith and for standing up for the truth. And since you are worldwide, I would like to just profess that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And hopefully I can give you a couple scriptures for encouragement.
Yes, ma'am, please prophesy
okay.
For us. Tell us.
Well, in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, it says, "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." And there's another one. We're letting our light shine, Alex. And this is another one in Matthew. Let your light so shine before men that they too may see your good works and glorify your Father which art in heaven. And just through reading in Scripture, and I was raised in the church, and I'm just so thankful for that foundation.
By the way, Trish, I want you to be able to finish up, but think about that. People that really have God, not the fake demon churches and all the rest of it, but people that really have God in them have a light coming out of them. People see it. Those that don't have no light. And the Bible's saying you got to let that light shine.
Right. And I kind of done a parallel. You kind of remind me, think of this, when they used to look at John the Baptist back in the day. Oh, that crazy man out in the wilderness. Well, you might get a lot of slack from people, but just remember, you might be the crazy man out in the wilderness preaching, but you're standing for the truth, and I appreciate you doing that.
Well, I don't want to compare myself to John the Baptist that got his head cut off, but I always thought my job was to get people awake for the big move that was coming down against us. And, yeah, he was out wearing buckskin and hairy and yelled and screamed at people. And, you know, if somebody started a fight with him, he'd kick their ass. So, yeah, exactly. Modern world teaches that Christians are these little wimps that roll over. But that's not what really happened with Christians and people of God. Jesus was super tough, obviously. And he did beat up the money changers because they were satanic. But he was there to show people the real strength of being able to be the sacrifice. And so that was his role. People didn't see that as wimping because they don't have to. It's the opposite of being a wimp. It's very strong to turn yourself over to be tortured to death for the people and to take on their sins. Because if you think being tortured to death was bad, it says Christ took on all the sin that had happened, the current sin and all sin to come, meaning he experienced it. Every child being raped, every person being killed, every form of Satanism, every sin ever, God literally took it on to transmute it so that God could take us into him. Even though he's perfect, he had to take it on. And you read that when you're little, it doesn't make sense. Now it makes total sense. The ultimate ritual. The creator of the universe projected down into a single body. Hold on, Trish, don't hang up. I want you to be able to finish up when we come back. Hour number 3, more calls and a ton of news straight ahead.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.